It's Weekend with Wiser. There is so much going on, from the Collard Greens Festival down in the Deuces to Locotopia and the Rays Fan Fest in downtown St. Pete, with Mardi Gras just around the corner. In fact, our friends at Three Daughters are going to be doing their annual Fat Tuesday crawfish boil. Yes, on February 17th, it's all-you-can-eat crawfish and Zydeco music with T-Bone Hamilton on the stage. It's going to be a wonderful, good time there. Lots going on there as well, live band karaoke, Tampa Bay Pro Wrestling. You can watch that. There's just a lot going on. They also have a Jeep meetup. I did not know that. That's just adorable, on Friday, February 20th. Speaking of Friday, February 20th, Muriel Anderson, the one and only incredible guitar, harp player, folksy, international music, such an incredibly technically delightful star, will be at 7C. Also at 7C are the Saturday morning stages. February 21st is Jim Miller. February 28th is Ella Jett. March 7th is Barton the Jazz Librarians. March 14th is 7C and Friends. March 21st is Sam Shulby. March 28th is Josh Plummer. April 4th is Golf Casters Duo. April 11th is 7C and Friends. And April 18th is Western Gypsies. That's 10 a.m. to noon. Also going on this weekend is the Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown. Starts at 5 o'clock. As I said, this is the weekend to take the Sunrunner downtown. If you don't live there, there is just a lot of fun to be had. And I will see you absolutely at Locotopia. Over at the Mahaffey on Saturday at 2 and 8 o'clock, Envelope Please, a terrific performance. If you love Broadway, this is the thing you got to go see. It's Valentine's Day, and I want you to all pick up things to do. Helen Freund has outdone herself this Valentine's Day. She suggests a Tampa Bay date night shuffle about going to different neighborhoods, enjoying wines and beers. She suggests going to the St. Pete MLK corridor, Gulfport jaunt, and a little bit fancy at Water Street. I'm not going to steal her thunder, but I want you to definitely pick up this article or go online to get it. You can sign up for the Do and Dine newsletter. And really, she had some great ideas. I absolutely remind you, if you're going to take somebody to Valentine's Day, you better make some reservations. The Central Park Performing Arts Center, Sunday, February 15th, has the Four Freshmen. Tuesday, March 10th, Simon Phillips, Protocol V, Instrumental, Progressive, Jazz, Rock, and Fusion. Over at the Sound, Bay Care Sound, Billy Currington has been announced in his 2026 tour with special guests Kelsey Hart and Kenny Whitmire. That's June 20th. The Black Keys Peaches and Cream World Tour with support from Eddie 9V is July 28th. The very funny Jeff Foxworthy, an evening with him, is April 24th at the Bay Care Sound. And the annual Clearwater Smooth Jazz Jam with Brian Culbertson, Boney James, Rick Braun, and Richard Elliott, Norman Brown, and Mindy Abaire is May 30th through 31st. Also on Sarah just now is the Stuart Copeland, Have I Said Too Much? An evening of conversation with the Hall of Fame rock star. That's at Ruth Eckert Hall on June 5th. The Australian Pink Floyd is at the Bildheimer Capitol Theater on July 24th. The one and only Buddy Guy at Ruth Eckert Hall. And of course, you know, the Blues Fest is coming up in April. That's always a good time. Also at Ruth Eckert Hall is Wasp special guests, Priest, September 22nd, and Brad Williams with special guest J.B. Ball on November 12th. All new and added to the RKE Bay Care Sound Capitol Theater lineup. Gasparilla Festival of Arts will be coming up soon on February 28th and March 1st over in Tampa. I have everything in the Let's Go guide, so you want to look at that. Saturday, February 14th at Ruth Eckert Hall is the Gypsy Kings. The Price is Right, February 17th at Ruth Eckert Hall. If you're a Tina Turner fan, What's Love Got to Do With It? Tina Turner Musical, February 19th at Ruth Eckert Hall. February 19th and 20th is, yes, it's incredible, Outlaws with special guests Wet Willie's Jimmy Hall, Steve Hackett, Best of Genesis and Solo Gems, Ruth Eckert Hall on February 26th, Jay Leno with special guests Arsenio Hall, February 27th at Ruth Eckert Hall, Righteous Brothers, September February 28th at Ruth Eckert Hall. One Night of the Bee Gees, Staying Alive, March 1st, Ruth Eckert Hall. Brett Michaels, Saturday, March 7th at the Bay Care Sound. The one and only Paul Anka, Man and His Music, March 9th at Ruth Eckert Hall. Gino Vannelli, yes, Gino Vannelli, Saturday, March 14th at Capitol Theater. Get the Let Out, A Celebration of the Mighty Zep, March 15th at Ruth Eckert Hall. Pat Metheny, March 16th at Capitol Theater. John Legend, yes, An Evening with John Legend. I will be there. A Night of Songs and Stories, March 18th, Ruth Eckert Hall. The Cream of Clapton Band presents Unplugged and 24 Nights Revisited on April 4th. That's at Capitol Theater, Leonid and Friends. April 9th at Ruth Eckert Hall. And Our House, a worldwide authentic tribute to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, May 16th. Country fans, June 19th, Ruth Eckert Hall, Vince Gill, and the Strawberry Festival is coming to Plant City. Tons of lineup. Go to the Let's Go Guide. We'll tell you more. The Firestone Grand Prix is coming on February 27th to March 1st. There's so much going on. There is, for the first time ever, the NASCAR Craftsman Trucks on the 26th before kickoff is the park. We just posted everything that is going on, absolutely everything that is going on at the Grand Prix. And if you go to the Radio St. Pete Facebook website and you make a donation to our nonprofit community organization, you too can win two tickets to the Grand Prix. I love Florida State Fair food. So, you know, you better get there this weekend. There's a Spirit in the Sky spectacular drone show the 14th through the 16th and fireworks as well. All kinds of things. There's an America 250 history at 230 feet celebration. Salute to America Day is the 16th family day. You've missed that, but it's a lot of fun. And I particularly like to go to the 4-H and see the goats and the pigs. Dierks Bentley concert, yep, coming up at the Strawberry Festival. That is going to be incredible. American Stage has Into the Woods in the Park. It's an immersive experience March 25th through April 26th, Demon's Landing Park. It's going to be so much fun. Also, Free Fall is himself and Nora, a musical James Joyce celebration. Over at Selby Gardens to the south, I cannot wait to see the Alexander Calder exhibit, The Nature of Movement. That is in Selby Gardens, February 8th through May 31st. Also happening is Joey Valence and Braid Friday at the Janice Live Backtrack Blues Band with Anika Chambers Band at the Palladium Friday. Seven Bridges at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey Friday. Tim Kaine with Ronnie D and the Superstars at St. Pete Beach's Beach Theater. Hotel California at the Capitol Theater on Friday. Songs of Gulfport at the Katherine Hickman Theater. Something Rotten is playing through February 22nd at the Richie Suncoast Theater. And Friday and Saturday, you can see Dick Ruse at the Sunshine City Comedy Club and Carmen Valone at the Clearwater Comedy Club. Friday through Saturday, yes, it is time to go OPA, the St. Pete Super Greek Festival, 11 to 10. Friday, Saturday, 11 to 6. Sunday, St. Stefano's Greek Orthodox Church. Baklava, baklava, baklava. That's all I can say. So Saturday is also the Rays Fan Fest Block Party, 1 to 5. Art in the Park, Deuce's Corner. The St. Pete Collective performs the songs of James Taylor at the Katherine Hickman Theater. And Enzo is at the Bay Care Sound. Kemo is at Capitol Theater. And Goldfinger is at Janice Live. Whitney James probably sold out by the time you hear this, but she is at the Palladium. It's a wonderful Valentine show. The Festival of Speed is also Sunday. If you like fast cars, 200 exotics, classics, muscle cars, and motorcycles, up for display at Vinoy Park. I'm telling you, there's so much going on. Next Tuesday, The Price is Right is at Ruth Eckert, and the Robert Cray Band is at Capitol Theater. Head over to Floridorama on Galentine night. Our friend Alexia Gonzalez, will have her St. Pete gals there. It's going to be a terrific night. It's just all in pink, all in red, so much going on. Floridorama is a very cool space, and the St. Pete gals are cool, so you get your Galentine on. You don't have to have a guy to be happy. Remember that. Also going on, February 18th, Los Angeles Azules at the Mahaffey, Cumbia San Fronteras, U.S. Tour. The 20th is David Foster and Catherine McPhee. The 22nd is El Divo by Candlelight at the Mahaffey. March 5th is The Sleeping Beauty by International Ballet Stars. March 6th is the one and only Pink Martini. And speaking of Pink Martini, our very own Pink Martini, Fiona Frenchet, you can catch her at Adrian's Steakhouse on Thursdays, and she is in residency at the Palms at the Trade Winds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also at the Mahaffey, Mateo Lane, we got to catch up on the 7th of March, Broken Hearts, tribute to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Makers. On March 14th, our very own Charlie Music City will be there performing with the band. He actually wrote one of the original songs with Tom Petty, was with him for very long. Fleetwood Mac tribute, we've talked about that. March 15th, if you like magic, Luzinish, Leon Etienne, Magic Rocks, March 20th. And then Ali Wong, yes, I can't believe it. That comedian, she will be at the Mahaffey on April 4th and 5th. It's society season, and there's so many things to attend. The Magnolia Ball, which benefits Moffitt Center, Cancer Center, with Ziggy Marley, February 14th at the J.W. Marriott, Tampa Water Street. The Fostering Hope Gala, also that night. A Kid's Place is benefited by that at the Vinoy Resort and Golf Club. At February 18th, is Tampa Bay Go Red for Women, an evening in red, which benefits the American Heart Association. On the 20th, is Imagination Gala, which benefits the Glazer Children's Museum. On the 21st is the Tampa Cattle Barons Ball, benefiting American Cancer Society. On February 21st, also the Queen of Hearts Ball, which benefits seniors in service of Tampa Bay and the Museum of Fine Arts. And yes, support our friend Rui Farias, the historically St. Pete podcaster, executive director of St. Petersburg Museum of History, A Grove of Giving, the Sunshine City Soiree, starring, yes, Brian Hughes and the crew. It's going to be amazing with Gene Suggs, February 21st at the Vinoy Resort. And finally, join us, please, Radio St. Pete, March 4th, for our annual second anniversary at Thrive DTSP with the Simon Lasky Trio. And one more, the Florida Orchestra. Let's support them, February 28th. Spend an evening with Audra McDonald. This weekend is Olive Van Tween, the Dark Serenade, February 14th at the Florida Arts and Florida Crafts Art. Our friend Dr. Brandy Stark has an art show. Spirits of St. Petersburg will be there. There'll be incredible gothic goddesses, oracle tarot and bone readers, sparkle hair, and Krampus Varian Pinellas, free photo op with Krampus, and live body painting. Eckerd College also has a terrific number of programs. Please go to our podcast. There's an environmental film festival coming up, and that's going to be incredible. And finally, Rosa Park, February 21st, has the Rosa Park Walking Ghost Tour. Yes, all year is a good time to get haunted. Also coming up at the Florida Orchestra is Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1, February 21st, 8 p.m. at the Mahaffey, 22nd at Ruth Eckerd Hall, and Finally, the Strawberry Festival, Florida Strawberry Festival, is just around the corner. It kicks off on the 26th with the Oak Ridge Boys, Alabama. On the 26th, Jody Messina. On the 27th, Jamie Johnson. The 27th, Lone Star, 28th, Ty Myers, 28th, Riley Green featuring Hannah McFarland, March 1st, Gene Watson, March 2nd, Sandy Patty, March 3rd, John Foster, March 4th, Brantley Gilbert, March 4th, the Bellamy Brothers, March 5th, Dierks Bentley, March 5th, the Marshall Tucker Band, March 6th, and Offspring, March 7th, finishing up with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. It's all at the Florida Strawberry Festival, floridastrawberryfestival.com. The 11th annual Gulfport Fine Arts Festival is also this weekend, February 14th through 15th, 10 to 5, in Clymer Park in Gulfport. And while you're in Gulfport, there's a number of open mics and jams there. Monday is the North End Tap House, 5:30 to 7:30. Tuesday, same place, North End Tap House, 7 to 10. Thursday, Gulfport Brewery, 6 to 8. First and 7th of the month, Blueberry Patch open mic. And the 11th is Blueberry Patch open jam. Look for our friend Grego Anderson. He will be on L.A. Moore's show on the 21st, hosted live at Thrive DTSP. Finally, if you like opera, the flip-flop opera, Giuseppe Verdi's Aida, the New Century Opera vocalist, will be presented with Artistic Director Constantine Graham at the Cultural Center in Tarpon Springs on the 15th. Boy George and Culture Club, the Karma Chameleon singer, will be at Hard Rock event at Seminole Hard Rock on the 18th. And the Tampa Bay Symphony, Strings of Fire, Echoes of Empire, will be performed at the Palladium at St. Petersburg College on the 17th. Glamour Girl of Jazz, Allison Briggs and Judy Carmichael with Nate Najjar will be at the Palladium on the 21st. Dirty Dancing in Concert, the movie showing, will be accompanied by a live band on the 21st at Ruth Eckerd Hall. Queen of the The Merry Widow, Sarasota Opera, will present Franz Lehár's Opera Sung in English for 9 performances, the 21st through the 27th of March. That's February 21st. They are an incredible, absolutely amazing opera. The Safety Harbor Art and Seafood on the Waterfront, 21st through the 22nd. The St. Pete Seafood Festival is also coming up. Finally, if you want to support an important cause, this is Mental Health Wellness Month. On the 22nd, Love for Lawrence's Reeling and Stigma, the Evening of Hope, Healing, and Mental Health and Advocacy with Johnny Crowder will be held at Floridorama. So, folks, for Radio St. Pete, I'm your Weekend with Wiser. Grand Prix is right around the corner. Make sure that you are ready to rev up your engines, and we'll see you at Locotopia Saturday, February 14th. Aloha!